Kentuckiana is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So Pat wrote to us while out to lunch, just a while back, with my friend Kyle. He told me that back at Western, he had a prison pen pal as part of an ethics class. Now, he doesn't remember much about the guy, but sometimes wonders what happened to him. It's his birthday. I thought that a story like this might be the perfect setup for one of your phone taps to help him celebrate.
It's time to meet one of the black sheep of the Haas and Pepper household, Antonio.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Hey, Kyle. How you doing?
I'm good. Who is this?
Hey, it's Antonio. Antonio Assenpepper, your old pen pal. I just got out of prison. How are you?
I'm good, but I think you might be mistaken, have the wrong number.
Oh, Kyle, I don't think so. We traded letters while you were at Western.
Yeah, I remember doing that, but the guy that I was corresponding with, his name was...
Hey, I've gone by a lot of names, but now I'm Antonio. Who knows what name I'll have next year? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Didn't you go to prison for identity theft?
Oh, what can I say? Old habits die hard. Anyway, I just got out and I could use a place to stay. And you always said I could look you up on the outside. So here I am. You help me and maybe I'll help you someday.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that was, you know, like 10 years ago, and I'm married now, and I have a family, and just, you know, a lot of things, so how did you get this number?
Do you really have to ask that? It's pretty much my trade, the only gift the good Lord bestowed upon me.
Yeah, look, I'm sorry, but unfortunately, I can't have you staying with us, you know, with everything I got. My wife would never allow it, so... I'm sure you could find an apartment out there,
Kyle,
right?
Kyle, I thought we were friends. I'm telling you, I've changed. Identity theft is a very white-collar crime. Your wife has nothing to worry about. The two guys I shanked in prison, that was self-defense.
Oh, my God.
Oh yeah, no, I'm sorry. You know, it's not going to work out with everything I have going on here. You know, and I wish you the best, but I'm sure you have other, you know, family or friends that you can contact. And, you know, all we did was just write letters a long time ago.
Ah, Kyle, those letters are what kept me going, my friend. You were the best friend I ever had. I felt like you really understood me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Can I at least borrow your car?
No. That's not going to be possible.
What, Kyle? Why don't you trust me?
No, I don't know you. Why would I trust you? And you went to jail for ripping people off.
That hurts. I mean, it's true, but it still hurts coming from you. And you, my only friend, and you're right. I never would have returned your car.
Okay, look, I'd appreciate it if you didn't call this number back.
Why don't I just drop by for dinner tonight?
No, dropping by, no dinner. We have a security system in the house and the neighborhood watch. And honestly, it just sounds like you haven't changed at all. And I just want to let you know that I corresponded with you for a school project, not because of anything else. So I'm going to ask you that you don't call here anymore. So just don't call this number, please.
Kyle, I don't like the tone you're taking with me.
No, I'm sorry. It's just that, you know, whatever you did to track me down or how you found me, this needs to stop. And I don't think, you know, I can't do anything for you. So please just don't call.
Kyle, maybe I'll have to stay with someone who knows how to be a real pal, like your buddy Pat.
How do you know Pat?
Oh, Kyle, he's the one who wrote the Ben Davis and Kelly K show and set you up for a phone tap in honor of your birth today.
Oh, my God, I'm an idiot. I just told him the story yesterday. We were just talking about it, and I told him exactly about this guy. Oh, my God.
Oh, Kyle, it's Ben Davis. You were starting to sound a little nervous there.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous. My hands are sweaty. I thought there was some crazy guy who was going to come get me and find him on my lawn.
Oh, my God.
Is this going to be on the radio?
Yeah. yes, it's on the radio. And I'm sure a Pat's listening.
Oh, man. Hey, Pat, thanks. You're an idiot.
I bet he was starting to sweat. He shanked a couple guys in prison. What?
And listen, what? Listen. You do this favor for me. And someday,
scratch
your bag. All right, that's your phone tap.
Oh, wow.
On 99.7 DJX.